Hello, this is Jim Harris of Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality. Today in this OCDQ podcast, I want to briefly discuss a topic I'm going to refer to as business technology and human speak. In an excellent recent blog post by Marty Mosley of Initiate Systems, Marty called for every one of us, regardless of where we sit within our organization chart, to learn what he called conversational business speak. This is especially important for those of us who typically sit in a more technology-oriented role in the organization chart, most commonly associated with IT or information technology. Or just in general, people who have inclination towards technology-oriented roles generally are not very business savvy. You know, historically, there's been a sort of a line separating resources within many organizations for whether or not they're business-focused or technology-focused. Marty's call to action was something that resonated with me and reminded me of a blog post written by George Connolly, the CEO of Forrester Research, back in the summer of 2006, where George was emphasizing that business is technology and technology is business. And therefore, he recommended that traditionally what we have been referring to as IT should be renamed to BT, or business technology, and that techies need to learn, in his words, how to engage in a discussion of process, customers, and operations, not esoteric references to SOA, web services, and storage management. Therefore, we need to always frame enterprise information initiatives, such as data governance and master data management, to name just two examples, in a business context by always using business language, such as mitigated risks, reduced costs, or increased revenue, in order to help executives and others on the business side of the organization to understand, as the highly recommended book by Tony Fisher details, the need to view data as a strategic corporate asset. While I don't disagree with any of these viewpoints, as I was reading the latest remarkable Daniel Pink book, Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us, I couldn't help but wonder if what we really need to do is emphasize both business technology and, for lack of a better term, human speak. As a consultant on enterprise information initiatives, I often see firsthand the organizational conflict that can exist between the business and the traditionally defined information technology role within the organization. When I have discussions with the groups separately, they often have a tendency to fail what former U.S. Labor Secretary Robert Reich called the pronoun test. The pronoun test is simply listening to the way that people describe their role within the organization, and especially in relationship with other roles within the organization. Basically, it comes down to listening to people to have us versus them conversations. So when the business talks about IT, they talk about their perspective in relation to IT by saying, well, we see things this way, they see things another way. Similarly, when I talk to IT, you typically get, again, the us versus them mentality of when IT talks about themselves, they say, well, we see things this way, and they see things another way. The pronoun test is about acknowledging whether or not people are using the pronoun we to refer to the entire organization, or just their part of the organization or their group. So the us versus them problem at the heart of business versus IT is failing the pronoun test by not realizing that they should be using we to refer not only to their group, but to the entire organization. Which goes back to the earlier point that I referenced from George Colony's post, that we really need to start using the term business technology, not only to refer to the fact that IT should be renamed business technology, but we should be using the term business technology to define the entire organization. It doesn't matter where we sit in the organization chart, we're all a part of business technology, and we should be passing the pronoun test by always using the pronoun we to refer to the entire organization. Because knowledge about data, business processes, and supporting technology are truly spread all throughout the organization, and no individual or individual group within the organization possesses all of the necessary information required to achieve success. Returning to the topic of the need for everyone to learn conversational business speak, most of these discussions tend to focus on the need for us to increase business relevance in our discussions and emphasize a business context and avoid being technology-centric. Although this is necessary in order to prevent technology bias, it doesn't actually make things better because it is, in some ways, an oversimplification. When you're on the technology side or looking at things from a technology perspective, you do have a tendency to describe the world as an endless stream of ones and zeros. If you are on the business side or looking at things from a business perspective, you can have an equally limited viewpoint of trying to look at the world as one giant profit-loss balance sheet and be concerned with discussing everything in terms of increasing revenue, reducing costs, or mitigating risks. Although either perspective in and of itself is not incorrect, the problem that I see with both of them is they both have somewhat of a cold and impersonal perspective. And when you're trying to reach out to build bridges between groups within an organization or get people to come together and increase their communication and collaboration, emphasizing either a technology focus or a business focus basically has the same lack of focus on the human perspective. So whether you're looking at it from the standpoint of the clean room of the laboratory in terms of a pure technology discussion, or the joy of mathematics or other topics that technical folks like to geek out on, or you're dealing with the somewhat sanitized boardroom that executives sit in and talk about the balance sheet independent of the human factors, you're still, again, missing the reality of the human element. My point is certainly not to demonize either the technology-focused perspective or the business-focused perspective. My point is that neither the recent economic recession nor the countless failed enterprise information initiatives that we are all quite familiar with were caused either by a myopic focus on only technical aspects or by a general sense of business intelligence. The real cause of these particular problems has been what could be called a loss of humanity, or a loss of a perspective of the human element being considered in the equation. Now, I'm not simply talking about the people, process, and technology triangle that's quite cliched and trying to emphasize what the role is that people play in relation to technology and process, which is short for business process. I'm actually talking about it in beyond that to say that people are not simply important. People are more important than either the most innovative technology or the most profitable business process or the most profitable business model. Fundamentally, I do not believe that this discussion is about harmonizing business and technology, but is instead about humanizing both business and technology. The role of technology is to enable or empower the organization to accomplish tasks always within a business context, but however, it is a human enterprise that both business and technology are being employed in. So technology enablement in a business context within a human enterprise is the fundamental point that I'm trying to make. So I agree with the original premise that I started this podcast with, that those of us specifically oriented from a technology perspective need to evolve from talking technology to talking business. But I think that the evolution doesn't stop there. Then we must continue beyond that point to talking human. So we need to view our organizations as business technology organizations, and we need to emphasize human speak when we are interacting with each other in order for us to truly be successful in our business ventures. This is Jim Harris from Obsessive Compulsive Data Quality. I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope that you enjoyed the rest of your day. Thank you very much for your time.